This is Passport to Texas. Regulation changes to spotted sea trout, like bag and size limits, is an important tool in our toolbox for managing saltwater fish species. A robust hatchery program is another.
Spotted sea trout is the most popular recreational sport fish out there, so there's a lot of pressure on these fish.
Ashley Fincannon is hatchery manager at the Marine Development Center in Corpus Christi. It's there where they raise spotted sea trout for stocking, specifically to the lower Laguna Madre. That bay system also has a 5-fish daily bag limit.
The lower Laguna Madre was the first bay system to go under the 5-fish limit, and that was when we really ramped up our contribution down there.
Earlier this year, Texas Parks and Wildlife proposed a new regulation to change the bag limit in Galveston Bay and Sabine Lake on the upper coast from 10 fish a day to 5, as it is in all other bay systems. And that's a good thing.
Anecdotally, I know I've heard from the fishermen when you go stock that they are catching larger trout now and that the trout fishing is better than ever from the lower Laguna Madre.
The new bag limits go into effect September 1st. Learn how we regulate and raise spotted sea trout and also find a tasty recipe for it on our podcast Under the Texas Sky. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.